State officials are considering a big land sale in the UP. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Next month, a decision could be made on whether to sell thousands of acres in the Upper Peninsula to a Canadian mining company. It would be the largest sale of public land in Michigan's history. Steve Carmody reports.
Kathy English lives in Chippewa County. She loves her home and the Upper Peninsula woods that surround it. She also lives next to the proposed site of a massive open pit mine.
It's pristine, it's forest, it's hunting lands, it's hiking, it's, you know, everything, recreational. And that would destroy that area.
Greymon is a British Columbia-based limestone mining company. It wants to acquire roughly 10,000 acres spread over parts of three counties in the Upper Peninsula. Greymon would trade mineral rights on some land in Michigan it already owns with the Department of Natural Resources. It would also buy land and mineral rights for thousands more acres. Paul Stoll is with Greymon.
I know 10,000 acres sounds like a big number, and honestly, it is. It is a lot. But because we do look at the long term, we're looking at a project as in generations, 100 plus years of time, so you need a larger area to have the amount of reserves that you need to operate for that amount of time.
Stoll says the company has been looking for a specific quantity and quality of limestone in parts of the eastern UP, and it's found it near Rexton, which is located between St. Ignace and Newberry. Greymon would extract the limestone with both open pit and underground mines. Limestone mining has been going on in Michigan for more than 100 years, and there are some old limestone mines in the region where Greymon wants to dig. The director of the Department of Natural Resources will have the final say on the proposed land sale. That decision could come at the February 12th meeting of the State Natural Resources Commission. But within the DNR, several objections to the sale have cropped up. Bill O'Neill is the chief of the DNR's Forest Resources Division. He says the concerns include economic ones.
That's an important consideration, especially in the East UP, where we could use some rural economic development, if you will. But there were also some environmental concerns about this, too. There were some concerns about wetlands. There's also some concerns about trail connectivity. Trails are important. Part of life up there, and we want to make sure that those trails remain connected.
DNR officials say Greymon's offer also doesn't pay enough royalties to the state for the mineral rights to the limestone. The state also wants to be paid for the timber and other minerals that may be damaged or lost as a result of Greymon's limestone mining. Greymon officials say they are willing to continue to talk with DNR officials about their concerns. A public hearing in Newberry tomorrow will give people a chance to weigh in. Some may want a shot at the 50 or so jobs Greymon says the mining will create over time. Others may object to the company's plans on environmental grounds. For Kathy English, it's simple. If Greymon moves in next door, she'll have to move out.
Because I live right there. I live right on that road. You know, there's no way we can stay there.
For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.
The Greymon proposal is valued at more than $2.9 million plus royalties. The DNR is accepting public comments on the Greymon proposal until a decision is made. You can find more information on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.